Hello, everybody. Welcome back. So we are going to be talking about Taylor Swift today. I don't want to talk about Taylor Swift. I'm tired of Taylor Swift, to be honest with you guys. I've talked about her only one other time on this podcast, but I'm already sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of talking about Taylor Swift. She's so old and tired to me. I really wish she would just kind of fade out of the public eye forever. Whenever she disappeared a while ago, I was so happy about that. Their world was so peaceful when she was gone, and then she just reemerges and here she is, and now she's being blasphemous on her albums, and everybody's coming after me saying, oh, Jenny, wow, you shouldn't really get mad at Taylor Swift for being blasphemous. I mean, you're just being too much. You need to chill out and just enjoy her blasphemy album. I don't think I will. I think I'm good, but I really appreciate you guys asking. I'm not going to be enjoying Taylor Swift's blasphemous album. Sorry, sue me. I'm not going to do it. I think she's a terrible example for women and girls. I think she represents the worst type of woman a man would ever want to date, obviously. And I think that she's now putting out, because I know that she is, because I listened to the album and I looked up the lyrics and I actually compiled a list of all of her most blasphemous lyrics on this album. Now she's a godless wretch. I just don't think that she's a great person to look up to. She admits on this album, by the way, that she's miserable. And all of you guys are defending her being miserable. I mean, she's godless and she's miserable. And you guys are just ranting and raving about how wonderful she is. And we're going to protect her and we're going to defend her honor. What honor? Where is it? I don't see it. The girl has what? 1,000? Is that her body count number now? Do you guys know? Okay. Pretty high. And she represents the worst in woman nature, really, if you think about it. I'm just not into this. I can't pretend to be just to make the cultists of Taylor Swift happy. I wouldn't care to do that. And I just don't understand this obsession with celebrities. I really don't. These are human beings who had good connections and a mild amount of talent. And if you're Taylor Swift, not really much talent at all, and you just had good connections, really is all you had, and you decided to be a bitch and throw a bunch of people under the bus who you claim to love to make money and elevate yourself. I just don't think people stepping on the skulls of other people to get where they are is an admirable thing. And so if you do, okay, but you're wrong. And so this episode is going to be about Taylor Swift's latest album and why Christians should not listen to it, especially if you have kids. Come on now, y'all. Wake up. Wake up. Before we get into everything, I do need to remind you guys about Police Coffee, which is an officer-owned business dedicated to crafting the finest coffees and blends and shipped as soon as they are made to provide you with the freshest coffee available. We all have to drink coffee to stay awake for all the celebrity drama that we've talked about on our podcast because everybody is a cretin, so this is what you're going to want to get. Each batch is roasted fresh by people who know what it means to stay vigilant, and their specialty coffee does not waste one drop. When flavor is concerned, their coffee is some of the best you can find, and it also helps to serve an important cause, giving back to the community. A portion of their profits goes towards helping family members of police officers who fell in the line of duty, which is a great cause, a much better cause than anything having to do with Taylor Swift. So definitely go check them out. If you go now, you can get 10% off your first order. We're going to just go right into Taylor Swift stuff now. So y'all, okay. Okay, so I understand wanting distractions. The world is going crazy right now. It is giving, to quote the kids, it's giving end times. And we might be in the end times. We see this stuff happening in the Middle East. This is all spoken about in the Bible. Maybe we are. I'm not saying we are. I'm not saying we're not. I think we're in the beginning stages of it, to be honest. I'm seeing a lot of biblical prophecies coming true. So I understand with the insanity of the world. world wanting and needing distractions from it all. What I don't understand is choosing your distractions to be blasphemous creeps like Taylor Swift. I mean, come on. Can you not find like biblical distractions? Can you not, like, it would be way better if you guys follow Jesus as closely as you follow Taylor Swift, but you're not. You're choosing to defend this blasphemous girl who has not really had a very hard life. Like, everybody loves to like put together like the story arc of Taylor's life and like, this is what happened to her at this age, and this is what happened to her at this age, and this is who she was dating, this is what she was talking about, and this is a little clue, a little Easter egg, and it means something really, really important. But then it doesn't, and even if it did somehow, like, Taylor is just not the end all be all. She's not a god. She is a human being, and she sucks. Okay, she has no character. She has no faith. This is not somebody that you should be putting on a pedestal and absolutely adoring. Okay. That's what she wants because she is an unimaginable narcissist. But it's not what she deserves. Okay. So for the longest time, I didn't even care. Okay. I didn't care if people listened to Taylor Swift. I was just like, okay, I don't understand wanting to support somebody with the lack of character that she has. But if that's what you want to do, whatever, I don't really care. Listen to whoever you want. But now it's gotten to the point with her latest album, The Tortured Poets Department. She should have just abbreviated it and called it torture, because it was torture to listen to. But with this album being blasphemous, I have to speak out on this. And everybody's going to say, Jenny, you're just being a Christian zealot again. I'm really not. It's really wrong. It's really wrong to blaspheme God. It's really wrong. And I know that the culture is desensitized from, you know, doing godless things. You just think that doing godless things is normal because it's been normalized. But that doesn't mean that it's normal. It doesn't mean that it's right. There are a lot of things that have been normalized that are not right. And I talk about those things a lot on the podcast, but you guys just don't want to listen to me. And I don't care if you do, because at the end of the day, you know, it's a choice. You get to choose. Do you want to believe in God? Do you want to have faith in God? Do you want to defend God's name, like, as much as you want to defend Taylor Swift's name, or like, nah, because it's your choice. It's not my choice. I'm trying to warn you guys, but it's your choice at the end of the day, how you want to be. I mean, I am just at the point in my life where if there's a terrible person that I'm confronted with, I don't try to change people anymore. I just assume you're not saved if you're unrepentant. And I just kind of look people in the eyes and I'm like, okay, if that's the type of godless wretch that you want to be, then fine. And you walk away and you don't talk to them ever again. I'm just over it. I feel the world splitting between believers and unbelievers. And Taylor has chosen to go down the unbeliever path, which is shocking to me, because how do you come back like she did in her career? So she lied to the whole world about the Kanye West thing, where Kanye put out a song about her and she didn't like it, even though he totally played it for her and like asked her for her approval to like put the song out. And she gave him her permission. And so he did what she said he could do. And then she got really mad. But it was fake mad, because she just got mad to make a speech and make it all about her again at an award show, and said, people are going to try to take credit for your success, and they're going to try to undercut you. And you gave him permission to put that song out, girl. So then that video came out that Kim Kardashian put out. Like, these people, to talk about them is kind of funny to me, because like, they're just irrelevant and godless. And I can't believe that we have decided to make these people famous. It says a lot about a culture who we decide to make famous. So we're stupid. But yeah, so then the video came out. Kim Kardashian like filmed, that was smart to film the conversation between Kanye West and Taylor Swift of her giving her permission. So there was proof that Taylor lied to everybody and pretended that she didn't know about the song. And so then she went into hiding because everybody hated her. And there was the whole snake thing on Twitter. Everybody was calling it like the Taylor Swift is over party or something. And there was a bunch of snakes online, like a lot of snake emojis. So then she went into hiding for like 5 years, best 5 years of all of our lives. And she reemerged with Reputation, and then she didn't take accountability. Another bad example. She didn't take accountability for lying. She decided to double down on her lie. And some of her songs on Reputation were just like, what are the lyrics? It was, can you just pull them up really quick? Okay. I did something bad. Okay. So it says, I did something bad, so why does it feel so good? And if I could do it over and over again, I would. That's not taking accountability. That's not mature. That's not honest. Like, you decide to come back and not take accountability. Like, you decide to come back and just double down on your lie. And like, I'm here and I'm back and I'm not taking anything back though. And so she came back and she got her career back. You know, to be honest, like, God has given her everything that she has, her minuscule amount of talent and everything else. And so she came back, she made more albums. She, like, the Eras tour, it became like her height peak, new peak of her career. And so what does she do? She puts out The Tortured Poets Department, which is an album, again, that is blasphemous. And I'm sure you guys are asking, why? Why, Jenny? Why is it blasphemous? What does it say? Because if you haven't listened to it, then you don't know. And if you haven't listened to it, don't listen to it, because you should not listen to this. It is blasphemous. I'm going to read you guys some of the lyrics from this album, and you will understand what I am saying. Sometimes it takes, honestly, reading lyrics, like looking at them, to know, you know. I think that the biggest issue with this for me is that she's so subtly being blasphemous. And I actually have a bigger problem with that than these artists that are overtly satanic, because at least you know to avoid them when they're overtly satanic, like Beyonce, Miley Cyrus. A lot of these people, like Sam Smith now, like a lot of these people are just overtly satanic. And so, you know, oh yeah, okay, so you don't follow God, you follow Satan. I'm not going to follow you. You know that. You know that because you just know that. They're just overtly in their music videos and their music. You can tell, you know. It's not this subtle blasphemy thing that Taylor has chosen to do on this album. And a lot of the satanic artists, you know, they come out and they sound... It's like Taylor's album sounds more angry at God than the overtly satanic like artists and their music. It's hard to describe. I'm just going to read the lyrics and let you guys make of that what you will. But it's a more nuanced hatred for God, and yet somehow a stronger bitterness toward him and Christianity, you know, in general, and Christians. So I just want to read some of these lyrics now. You guys will, you will hear. Okay, so these are just a few of the lyrics from her latest album. And let's start. Okay, so we have, they shook their heads saying, God help her. When I tell them he's my man, I told them he's my man. But your good Lord didn't need to lift a finger. I can fix him. No, really, I can. Let's read that last part one more time. But your good Lord doesn't need to lift a finger. I can fix him. No, really, I can. Our good Lord, not her good Lord. So it's not her good Lord, it's our good Lord. Your good Lord didn't need to lift a finger. Okay. So blasphemous. Then there's another one. But Daddy, I love him. I just learned that these people only raise you to cage you. Sarah's and Hannah's and their Sunday best, clutching their pearls, sighing, what a mess. I just learned these people try to save you because they hate you. Is that why we're trying to save people? It's because we hate them? I didn't know that, but maybe some of you guys, I mean, is that what we're doing out here as Christians? We're trying to save people because we hate them. Yeah, sure. What? You guys are so insane for thinking this is not blasphemous. Christians are not saving people because we hate them. We're trying to save people. First of all, it's not us saving anybody. We're just telling you guys about the gospel. God is either going to save you or not. I'm a Reformed Christian, as you guys know. So it's like, God either chose you or he didn't. If Taylor doesn't repent, God didn't choose her. But we're not going out of our way to tell you guys about Jesus Christ or to make you aware of what the Bible says because we hate you, okay? And I think that a lot of people think because you were demonizing sin, which is demonic, by the way, sin is demonic. But if you're demonizing sin, people automatically think that you hate them because you're stopping them from like living a liberated life of sin. But sin destroys you. It destroys your life here on earth. It destroys your afterlife. It's terrible. And it pulls you away from God. So why would we as Christians who care about your soul, who care about your life here and in the afterlife, why would we condone that? Why would we encourage that? Why would we support that or applaud that? Why would we do that? No, it's because we love you that we try to save you. But it's not us doing the saving. It is God doing the saving. And we're just here as mouthpieces trying to tell you guys what the Bible says. Obviously, Taylor doesn't want to hear that anymore. She is very bitter towards God and Christianity. To say that I just learned these people try to save you because they hate you is sending a horrendous message to the masses. And she has millions upon millions of followers, mostly young people who are going to subconsciously and subliminally pick this up and believe it. I've been seeing TikToks of the kids singing these lyrics, and I don't know that they know exactly what they're saying when they're singing these blasphemous lyrics, but they're still singing blasphemous lyrics, and it's still affecting them on a spiritual level, whether they know it or not, and it's very damaging. So you guys can be spiritually immature and act like that's not what this is if you want to. I don't really care. I kind of just pity you guys when you act that way. I genuinely just think you're spiritually immature. You're not very grown in the faith. You don't get it. You're satanic. You're demonic. You're just defending a celebrity because you've made her into an idol, like, but you're not worshiping God. So like, why would I care what you think? Is kind of how I feel about that. But let's go on. We have some more lyrics. God save the most judgmental creeps who say they want what's best for me, sanctimoniously performing soliloquies I'll never see, thinking it can change the beat of my heart when he touches me, and counteract the chemistry and undo the destiny. Sorry, these are cringe lyrics. I can't help but laugh. They're really cringe. Like, I can't believe people compare her to like Shakespeare and like actual poets, because this is so bad. I wrote better poetry when I was like 8. You ain't gotta pray for me. Me and my wild boy and all of this wild joy. If all you want is gray for me, then it's just white noise. And it's just my choice. Okay. I really did write better poetry when I was like 8. I think that would have happened. I think Taylor stopped maturing when she got famous at like 14. Like, but it's giving even younger than 4. It really is giving like an 8-year-old wrote this. I'm appalled. But let's just go over it again. So God save the most judgmental creeps. Okay. Okay, so we're judgmental creeps because we don't think a witch, and she did admit to being a witch on this album, by the way, as well. You guys, I guess, are going to defend that too somehow. She admitted to being a witch on this album, and we already knew that. Everybody kind of just knew that she was a witch. You see, like, her stuff that she does on her tour. You listen to her songs. She's admitted that her songs, like, she tries to make them sound like spells and stuff, or I think Willow or something. She has like witch albums. So it's clear that she's a witch. Y'all are defending so much crazy stuff out here these days. But she says, God save the most judgmental creeps. Okay, so maybe we wouldn't judge you, like, as Christians if you weren't being a witch, okay? Maybe we wouldn't look at the things you're doing and judge them if they weren't so bad and wrong. And it's our job as Christians. I think a lot of Christians get confused. So we're not really called to, you know, judge people per se, but we are called to call people out for their sin. And so, especially when you have the stature and the platform of Taylor Swift, Christians are going to have a little something to say when you're a witch and when you're putting out blasphemous lyrics like this, when you're choosing to live a sinful lifestyle that a lot of people are paying attention to, a lot of the youth. I really wouldn't care about Taylor Swift at all if she didn't have such an impact on society. It's the fact that so many people listen to her that I care about anything that she does. It's because she's steering people away from God. She is steering people away from everlasting life. She is steering people directly toward hell, and I would rather that you guys not go there. So I don't know. I'm sorry, but I really don't think it's judgment to just have higher expectations, especially when you're claiming to be Christian as she does. She claims to be a Christian, okay? Well, this is not how Christians act. This is not what Christians say. Christians do not blaspheme God, okay? We don't do that. So she's just a very nefarious actor, and she really is like an actress. Like, I don't think even that her life is real. Like, I think she, her whole life is like performance art. I don't believe she dated that Joe guy. I believe she has people sign like NDAs and contracts that she dates, and she's like, okay, so this, like, I think she plans out her life in like a room in one of her mansions, like a timeline for how she wants everybody to perceive her, and so this is what she has to do to accomplish that. I think she has like a legit timeline, and then she just like has people sign contracts and like secretly dates them, but she's not really dating them, and it's for the storyline. And then she writes all these songs. Like, how do all these guys not come out and have anything to say after she puts out diss track after diss track about them? Whole entire albums, basically calling John Mayer a rapist, but then these guys don't come out and have anything to say in response. It's giving NDA. It's giving non-disclosure agreement. It's giving contracts before you even date, which I really think is what she does. Because, I mean, I'm sorry, if somebody like attacked me on an album like she attacks people on her, I would have something to say about it. I'd be like, okay, so this is how he like misrepresented me, and here's like my side of the story. And normal people, all normal people would do that when somebody's putting out something so publicly about them. They would want to defend their honor. So it has never made sense to me how these guys, and honestly her friends too, like nobody ever comes out even after she has the most shady stuff and says anything bad about her. And I think that that's weird. And I think it's just like nefarious. I don't like it. But she says, God save the most judgmental creeps. She just doesn't want to be called out for anything ever. And it's like, get over it. And then we have another lyric that says, what if I roll the stone away? They're gonna crucify me anyway. What if the way you hold me is actually what's holy? Cringe alert again. Why would you say that? What's it so weird to say that? What if I roll the stone away? They're going to crucify me anyway. What if the way you hold me is what is actually holy? No. All of the many, many men that you've been with holding you is not what's holy. It's actually unholy because you're a whore. Like, you're a hoe. You're a slut, Taylor. I cannot keep track of how many guys she's dated. And everybody will be like, especially like the Swifties, like they're brutal. It's like an army of these little girls that are insane. And they have attacked me so much for pointing this out. It's like, I don't care if you're obsessed with her. Like, you've lost your mind and your soul. Okay. But I just feel bad for you. Like, I'm really, I just kind of like, do you expect me to feel bad for telling you the truth? Cause that's not going to happen. It's sad. It's sad how cultish these people are. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. You'd think that they would be kind of humiliated, but they're not. They just don't have, I guess, enough brain cells to be humiliated, but I will pray for you guys. I really will. I'm not even trying to sound rude. I really, really pray for you guys. Cause I just don't think anybody should be subjected to that type of brainwashing. But Taylor seems to enjoy brainwashing her fans. There was a weird thing that was happening at her concerts where a lot of her fans, like most of her fans, were going to her concerts. And then they literally said that they don't remember anything. They just remember waking up in their bed. Like, what's that? What is that? Why? Why don't you remember anything? Why so many of you don't remember anything? So I don't know what's going on. I just think she's creepy creep, and she's calling Christians judgmental creeps for calling her out. But with this next one about rolling the stone away, it's giving that she's literally calling herself Jesus. It is blasphemy. She's literally like saying she's Jesus. Like, what if I roll the stone away? They're going to crucify me anyway. Crucifixion, anyone? Jesus? Yeah. So, and then she says, what if the way you hold me is what's actually holy? It's just not holy to be a hoe. It's not like none of her relationships. I mean, people really need to understand. They really think that I'm just like, I don't know, holier than thou, because I'm telling you guys what's biblical. I am not a perfect person, but we are not called to be hoes, okay? We're not called to be hoes out here. You're supposed to wait until marriage. You're supposed to treat sex like it's sacred. You're supposed to not date everybody under the sun. And she's just like a 35-year-old lady that can't find anybody to marry. She's going to be too old to have kids soon. And she's saying that she's miserable, but she doesn't want to do anything different. She just wants to stay in this eternal loop of dragging her exes and just being miserable and hating God, I guess. It's just weird to compare yourself to Jesus. She is not, okay? We're not going to be comparing ourselves to Jesus out here. But I think that what happened with this particular song is I remember when there was like a big news story about how in Brazil, they put all of, there was a bunch of Taylor Swift merchandise that they put on the Jesus statue in Brazil. And I was so bothered by that, but I, for multiple reasons, I didn't think that people should see Taylor Swift merch on Taylor Swift merch on a Jesus statue, and I like a huge Jesus statue, and I didn't think it was good for her mentally, because obviously it wasn't, because now she's like comparing herself to Jesus, and she thinks she's like the savior of the world. Like that was not good for her mentally to see that. I really think that that had something to do with why she has like lyrics like this. You don't feed narcissists egos like that, because they're going to turn into monsters. And she really has. And I wonder what her family thinks, because it seems like her family was, you know, she apparently grew up on a Christmas tree farm. Her parents seem kind of conservative, her dad especially. And like, I don't know, like, it just seems like that they would have a problem with this going out, like, especially if you're like a Christian family, it seems like you'd be having some issues with this. So we have another lyric: the smallest man who ever lived, I would have died for your sins. Okay, she's calling herself Jesus again. You don't do that. You don't do that. So there's a lot of blasphemous lyrics like this on the album. I'm not going to go over all of them because there's too many. This is like a 40 song album or something. And it's just a lot of really bad music. Like, she really should have called it torture. She should have called it torture. It was torture. I almost died. I almost died listening to that. But I had to listen to it because I just wanted to know. I like to be in the know about what's happening in pop culture so that I can talk about it to you guys. I like to know what these celebrities who have influence over millions and millions of people, I like to know what they're saying and the messages they're putting out and what kind of lifestyles they're promoting to the youth. And she's just always drunk now in public and drinking all the time and just having these little fits of rage. Like, she's not a good role model. Like, she's just not, okay? She represents the worst parts of feminism. Feminism is awful. And Taylor Swift, people like her are why. When you put your career over everything else, look, you're still miserable. And she hates God. You can't defend that as a Christian. You can, but like, are you really a Christian if you do? I would say you're idolizing Taylor Swift. So I don't really have like a whole bunch to say on this. I just think use discernment, like read your Bible, understand how to use your brain, and don't buy into these cults. Like all of these celebrities are operating cults, and they are the cult leaders. I mean, that's what it is. And you don't have to be this little celebrity simp. Okay. You don't have to be. You are made in the image of God. They are also made in the image of God. They don't choose to follow him, so they're not, you know, going to end up in eternal life with him, but you know, well, that's their choice. Like Taylor said in her song, it's my choice. Well, go to hell then. You know, if I'm a judgmental creep for trying to direct people away from sin, okay. I mean, I will take on that title. You'll have called me worse things in my life. My favorite name that you guys have ever given me was when the Black community was mad that I was pointing out true things about them. And all of the Black community on Twitter started calling me bigot sprinkles. So that was kind of a fun, like a more fun kind of nickname that you guys have given me. But you know, if I want to be, if you guys want to call me a judgmental creep, that is also something I can add to the ever-growing list of names that you want to call me. I don't care. At the end of the day, I would like to see as many of you guys in heaven as possible. I understand that I'm going to get to heaven and not see a lot of you. Every day, it seems like I come to realize more and more people that I thought were saved probably aren't. And it makes me tremendously sad, but it's why I have to do this. It's why I have to do this podcast and write a book and put all these things out into the world, because I really hope that you guys just don't end up in hell for all eternity. I mean, imagine that in your minds. Can you picture being in, you know, talk about torture, like the torturous place of hell forever? Do you want to be apart from God for like eternity? Do you really want that? And is it worth supporting mere human beings like Taylor Swift to have a consequence like that? Because I don't think it is. So I said, and this is what people got most mad about, I was just saying that Christians can't support Taylor Swift, but you really can't, okay? I'm not saying if you support her, you're definitely going to hell. It's just, it's a bad look. It's probably not going to be something that God is chill with. It's up to God who he saves. It's up to God, you know, everything. But you guys need to repent, and you need to just not worship these people who are disrespecting God. I mean, stop it. It's just gross. But anyway, I don't want to talk about this that much longer. I just want you guys to know that I hate Hollywood. There are very few celebrities that I respect anymore. But Hollywood in and of itself, pedophilic cesspool. And, you know, I think that Taylor Swift, I think she did this, honestly, because I mean, she's been posting all of these 5-star reviews from these satanic like media companies. You know, of course Hollywood's gonna love a satanic album. I'm sure she was thinking, what do I have to do to win more awards? Oh, I know what they like. Not God, Satan. I'll write an album that hates God and is pushing Satanism. I don't know. I think she's just so success oriented and just literally success obsessed that she is willing to do anything. It's going to be interesting to see how God chooses to respond to this, because God can do whatever he wants. It did seem like she was daring God to end her. And it'll be interesting to see if he does, because if you guys remember the Burning Man festival that I covered on this podcast, and I'll link it below for you to listen to. I mean, everybody went to the freaking Burning Man festival in Nevada, and they thought they were going to have a wonderful, you know, orgy filled, like hedonistic drug doing time. And then God sent a bunch of tornadoes, fire tornadoes, to the Burning Man festival, and they all had to sit in mud for like a week. So, and then there was a huge rainbow over the entire event, which I thought was really cool of God to do. He's just awesome, and he is all powerful, and he will do whatever he wants. And I'm very interested to see how he handles this Taylor Swift thing, because she is, it's like she's shaking her fist at the sky. I dare you to end me. I'm so powerful right now. What are you gonna do? We'll see how that goes for her. We will see. But yeah, I'm done talking about Taylor Swift. I probably won't even ever talk about her again on the podcast. Maybe I will. But I think her career is going to end pretty soon because of this, actually. And yeah, we'll see. But I'll see you guys on the next episode.